at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yes, we country folks can survive, and we're rough and we're tough. That applies to all of you in this audience. Welcome to the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on... Let me get my... I've got a bunch of screens around me now. November 14th, 2021, we'll be together for 2 hours this Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And you're most welcome to call in. I'll give you the call-in number here. And I'm going to give you some other numbers here in a bit, too. Numbers at which you can support John Stadtmiller's baby, the Republican, or the Republic, but... want to send in money to Donald Trump's Republican Super PAC, please do that too. But the Republic Broadcasting Network at 512, because I've really become a dyed-in-the-wool Republican, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. That's your phone number to call in the show here. And I'll give you some more numbers in a bit here, and an address and a PayPal location where you can help out John Stadtmiller's creation. For any of you that missed last week's show, sadly, John Stadtmiller has passed away last Friday. So here we are. Can John Stadtmiller's creation stand on its own two feet without the founder and without the fireball also? And I'm hoping that you think, as I do, that yes, we can stand on our own two feet. And that may be part of John Stadtmiller's greatest creation, is that something that just started as an idea in his own head has now gotten out of its infancy and can take the baton from the founder. So, and you're part of that. So I will be giving you... Let me see, I'm on my screen. I'll give it to you now. Why wait? If you've got your pencil or pen handy, you want to write this down and put this in your address book and your password book and all that kind of stuff, wherever you keep your important records. This is how you can help what John Stadtmiller started at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's a phone number for you. 800-724-2719, extension 3. You can get any question you have answered right there at 800-724-2719, extension 3. You can also, let me get my, see what's going on with my screen here. Oh, I know. Here we go. Mouse loves a pad. There we go. Mouse likes being on that pad. Okay, let's go up here. And the here's a message I got from our engineer. We can once again accept automatic recurring payments to Republic Broadcasting Network through PayPal. So for any people who may have canceled those, if you were one of the recurring payments before John passed away, we would love it if they could reinstate their recurring payment through PayPal at this point. And how do you do that? If you want to just set one up, you can donate via PayPal by clicking the yellow donate button at republicbroadcasting.org. So that's the website of John's creation, republicbroadcasting.org. There's a yellow donate button there. Click that. And then go for the recurring payment, or you can just make one-time payments. And then we can also, here's another thing you can do to help. If I'm talking too fast, let me know, and I'll repeat myself later in the show. We can also accept cash and money orders sent to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Repeat that. Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, three words, Round Rock, two words, Texas, 78664. That's a lot of sixes to get through my lisp. and now is the time. Now is the time to, as I said, the torch has been passed, so let's not stumble. This is of course, a crucial time at the passing of the torch. This is when torches get dropped. So there it is. It's being put in your hand. Go. John passed too early in his 60s, way too early, and should have had another 20 years for sure of being on the bridge at RBN. And so that was a sudden departure, and we're going to miss him. Speaking of, just before I forget to mention it, now move over into some of the things I want to talk about. This is not only a very serious moment for the Republic Broadcasting Network. And remember, that's what John Stadtmiller set up. This is a network. This is not a podcast. This is not something, I'm not in grandma's basement twiddling with my laptop and my internet connection. No, this is a real, not a station, more than a station. This is a radio network. And it's scalable. There's a term from business school. It's scalable. So that what John set up, depending on what you do, how many of you contribute how much, and how well people like myself do in putting together shows with quality and appeal. So based on how well we do, we can scale this baby up to as big a size as we are able, the way John built it. So because we're not in grandma's basement, so we can go over satellite, we can go over the internet, we can go over TV, we can bundle this and package it and export it through all the channels that we can. Now, that number of channels that we have, what's happening to that number of channels? Well, guess what? I'm not telling you anything you don't know. They're all under attack, vicious attack. And so we have to fight like hell to hang on to what we have, and to build new things. Because every avenue of communication that we have is under vicious attack. Just to make that point, a fellow patriot, fellow broadcaster, a fellow hero like John Stadtmiller, Alex Jones. He had a surprising thing to say 2 days ago. I heard him say, "I think they're going to kill me." And he didn't want to say that, and he wasn't saying that for effect. I got the distinct impression, when somebody's saying something, you can tell in their tone a lot about what
the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't
into that, don't give a damn. There we go. Sing it to us. We're back here. We had a little... Now, hey, why are you making your contributions to the Republic Broadcasting Network? Well, you just, I just experienced, and you just heard one of the reasons. What John set up has engineers, has a bricks and mortar studio there in Round Rock, Texas, and that's what that's gives us legs. That makes us able to sustain incoming from the enemy. And we just did it right there. So there you go, and we'll have many more such illustrations. It'll get, you may agree with me, it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. We haven't seen the worst from our enemies at all, and I was just using as an illustration there what I don't know how much of my verbiage you missed just a moment ago, but another patriot broadcaster who's, like John Stadtmiller, been in the trenches for decades, has given it his all. He's put everything, his property, his family, his whole life, and is putting his life at risk. John has lost his. Alex Jones is convinced they're going to kill him. They, being, of course, our enemies, are going to kill him because they think he's crucial enough that if they take him out, the network, the communications network that he has built will not be able to stand on its own legs. And so this is, let's do everything we can to make two things happen. One, we need to protect our champions, like John Stadtmiller and like Alex Jones, protect our champions, and then also protect their work. So when they take out one of our champions, we don't collapse. We don't retreat. I like what President Trump is saying. I don't remember exactly his words, but it's one of the great rhetorical moments of his current string of speeches. He says, we will not give in. I'm just paraphrasing now. We will not give in. We will not surrender. We will not retreat. We will never be defeated. And he has a couple other similar phrases he adds to that, but that's the sense of what I am meaning to say. I'm going to be, in a moment here, I'm going to read some great messages from President Trump that he's put out in the last couple of days. So I'll share those with you in a bit. Let's see here. Let me get myself discombobulated here. All right. I've got my message board up, and you can call in. Let me give you that again. I'm giving you a confusing string of numbers and addresses. 512-248-8252 is the way you can call in. If you want to comment on anything that's going on, give a salute to our founder, John Stadtmiller. Some of you, I never had the honor of meeting Mr. Stadtmiller in person. So I've known him only on the phone and on the air. And some of you may be luckier and have known John Stadtmiller in person. But anything you want to talk about is suitable for today's show. Now, trying to figure out what areas we want to focus on right here. One, of course, there's no way we can ever do a show now without talking about call it the pandemic. I frequently call it the scamdemic. There's no way you can do anything now without talking about that, because that is running and ruining our lives. So we'll talk a bit about that. And I have a great story. Here's one to lift your spirits a little bit. Let me give you this one again before I forget. Sometimes I need to do things quickly before. I've done plenty of shows where I'll close the microphone after our show is over. And then I'll take a breath, and then I'll look up at one of my screens and I'll go, oh, Kelso. And there's a beautiful story, a tab that I had saved on that screen, just been sitting there for 2 hours without me clicking on it. And I deprived you of an incredible story. Here is one such story. So let me read it before I forget it. Speaking of Alex Jones, this is on his website, InfoWars. Oklahoma National Guard goes rogue after new commander rejects vaccine mandate. The Pentagon says it will respond appropriately. Ooh, aren't you liking that sound of that one, folks? Okay, let me read the story. The Biden administration, I'm reading the text off of InfoWars. The Biden administration is having another bad week. One day before an appeals court upheld a stay against Biden's vaccine or test requirement for private businesses, the Oklahoma National Guard rescinded the Pentagon's requirement that service members receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Oh, be still, my heart. Oh, that is so wonderful. That's what we need. Men with you-know-whats. That's exactly what we need. Oh, my goodness. And if we get enough of that, hey, we're going to win, folks. The Oklahoma National Guard, on Wednesday, I'll fill in more of the details here. On Wednesday, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt announced that Army Brigadier General Thomas Mancino is the state's new adjutant general, replacing Army Major General Michael Thompson, a vaccine advocate who was previously scheduled to transfer command to Mancino on January 15th, 2022. Ah, very good. So get rid of this creep, Major General Michael Thompson, a vaccine advocate. Don't need any of those. And so Governor Stitt, bless his heart, moves the schedule up and moves Brigadier General Thomas Mancino into the slot. Now get this. You'll have to calm down your heart after you hear this. Brigadier General Thomas Mancino's first order. Yes, a little teaser there. I'll read it to you right after the break.
Ford and a Chevy, it'll still last 10 years like they should. 'Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay-to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
up where we left off. I was giving you a tease here on this amazing, this is great news. This should make your Sunday. The Oklahoma National Guard, backed up by their governor, their commander, has said, go to hell to Comrade Biden and to the other communists in this administration, including in the Defense Department. Let me go back to the story here. I'm reading it to you, so I want to read it out. Let's get all of it here. I just clicked off of it just a bit to let me find it for you. Okay. Don't worry, I'm finding it. Here it is. All right. Oh, now this is actually, I've got another headline here. This is the Oklahoman. And let's see here. Well, okay. In one of his first acts, I'm reading now the Oklahoman. In one of his first acts as the head of the Oklahoma National Guard, new Adjutant General Thomas Mancino updated the Guard's COVID-19 vaccine policy. To put it mildly, updated? Oh, he updated, right? Update this, you might say. You might say to Biden. In a memo issued Thursday, Mancino ordered, I like that word here, ordered that no members of the Oklahoma National Guard be required to take a COVID-19 vaccine. Folks, that is exactly what the doctor ordered for all of us right now. And that's, by the way, that's one thing we need from President Trump. This is exactly the kind of resistance that is needed. And it will work. It will work. We're not going to be enslaved unless we're enslaved voluntarily, unless we go limp. If we don't go limp, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to be enslaved. The enemy counts on a combination of demoralization, chaos, disorder, confusion, degradation, desperation, impoverishment, destruction. These are all the stock in trade of the left, of communists, of Bolsheviks, of our enemies, of Jacobins, of evil. No members be required to take a COVID-19 vaccine. The memo obtained by the Oklahoman also notes, quote, no negative administrative or legal action will be taken against Guard members who refuse the COVID-19 vaccine. I'm loving it. This memo came just one day after Governor Kevin Stitt appointed Mancino to replace former, and you may boo now, Adjutant General Michael Thompson. Boo, boo, get off the stage, Thompson, get out of here. We don't need you, who had served in that role since 2017. Okay. Thompson was a vocal proponent of COVID-19 vaccines. Oh, he didn't just go limp and go along with it. He was a vocal proponent. Governor Stitt's sudden replacement of Thompson. Okay, now remember, this is a newspaper, right? So I don't know anything about the Oklahoman. I know Oklahoma is a great Trump state. I think Oklahoma, there are only a few, the states that voted most heavily for Trump, and I don't know who takes the lead. We're North Dakota, where I am, Wyoming, nearby, West Virginia, and Oklahoma. I think those are the four most Trumpian states in the nation. But interestingly, like here in North Dakota, our media is left-wing. What the hell? How does that happen? We're not left-wing in North Dakota. How come our media is left-wing and has been for decades? How does that happen? How does, you know, a place like Wyoming, which is very right-wing, very Trump country, how do they get as their Congresswoman Liz Cheney? How does that happen? Well, we're going to fix it. She's not going to be Congresswoman after 2022. Hang on, we'll be right back to finish this story on the Oklahoma National Guard.
In the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Yes, my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefather's plan.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
We're back, folks, and let's just continue on that. That wonderful. This is encouraging. This is what has to happen everywhere, in all 50 states and around the world. We have to stand up. We're not going to be enslaved unless we go limp. If we push back, resist, and at this point, you know, there are more of us than of them. This is our country. And for all the other peoples of the world, Western civilization, and this would apply to other countries too. You in other countries, you need to resist. In Taiwan, Japan, you know, Morocco, wherever you may be, non-European countries, you out there, you need to do the same thing for yourselves: is resist. the worldwide globalist tyranny that has been imposed on you. And it is worldwide, is it not? Can any of us name a country that is not now subject to this global hoax, tyranny, apply different words to it, scamdemic, lethal injection, killer shot, you know, whatever you want to call all the matrix, call it the matrix. Is there any country that's escaped? No, there isn't. This is remarkable. It's remarkable in several ways. One is, how does something become that, you know, on any question, you would expect there's going to be a difference of opinion. There's going to be somebody's going to like something a little differently. How can everything so uniformly go to hell all at the same time, all around the world? That's scary. That means that our enemies, these communists, these evildoers, they have insinuated themselves everywhere. And of course, evil is with us always, is it not? This didn't come out of nowhere. It's always there. But in a happier days of our lives, all of us can say this, evil had to keep its head down more than it does now. Evil's sitting tall in the saddle right now. They think they've got us. They think this is their moment. This is one reason they're making so many mistakes. They actually think they've got us beaten. Ha ha. Think again. But if we resist, there are more of us than of them. And we don't need to actually fight in the streets. We don't need to. This is not yet the moment for violence. Not the moment for unlimbering weapons. Not the moment for that. We can win by civil disobedience. We can win by non-compliance. We can win by mass resistance, mass protest. We can win that way. And by the way, that's part of the genius of when Donald Trump, he actually didn't call the rally on January 6th. Others organized the rally, and then Donald Trump said, yeah, of course I'll be there. And he signed on to it. It was, I think, Women for Trump that originally organized the January 6th rally. That was part of the genius. That was why I was so enthusiastic about it on this show when it was announced, because that was what? That was mass resistance. That was civil disobedience. That was the right to peaceably assemble. That's exactly what we did by the hundreds of thousands, untold hundreds of thousands, there on the Ellipse in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. And that was so beautiful. Now, the enemy, they had a few weeks notice on this mass rally. And so they did what they usually do, which is to organize a false flag, to subvert, to twist, to distort, to infiltrate, to poison anything we do with their infiltrators. They do that with any organization that we set up. They insert their sleepers, their operators, and this is what they did on January 6th. This is why the FBI director, he's being very coy. He doesn't want to answer. How many FBI agents were in the so-called insurrection? Was it the same number of FBI agents that were involved in the plot against the governor of Michigan? Was it Governor Whitman? Was it the same number of that was organized? I don't know how we learned this. How the heck did this leak out? The FBI, 100% manned, organized, and executed the so-called plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan, the so-called terrorist plot. It was done by the FBI. And some of those same FBI personnel that ran the operation, the false flag in Michigan, were moved over to Washington to participate in organizing January 6th. Well, are they short on personnel? I mean, can't you put a different crew on the January 6th? So that's what, and by the way, expect this. And Alex Jones in that same broadcast where he said, I think they're going to kill me, he said, watch for the false flags. They're coming, and they're going to be a lot bigger than things we've seen up till now. And they will attempt to, this is very important for all of us in the Patriot right to understand, peaceful, civil disobedience, peaceful resistance, the right to peaceably assemble, the right to protest, the right to petition the government, the right to say, hell no, you can be loud. That's one of the things the left is trying to do on television is if you say something like, if you say a phrase like go to hell or you SOB, as if that what they're taking advantage of there is their sort of Puritan roots that, you know, you don't want to use harsh language. You don't want to take the name of the Lord in vain or, you know, be a little bit vulgar. Oh, no, that's not violence, ladies and gentlemen. That's not a crime. There's nothing wrong with that legally. The Constitution, free speech is not the freedom to speak politely and to wait your turn and to pipe down when the chairman says you're out of order. You may not speak. No, you speak. You tell the guy to go to hell. You tell the guy he's a petty tyrant. You tell him he's a usurper. You speak forcefully, powerfully. When the head of your school board is talking bullshit, you say, I'm sorry, that's bullshit. And that's what Donald Trump did and is doing, continues to do. And that's what is needed. But let me go back to it. I don't want to raise the temperature here. Again, it's civil disobedience. Peaceful resistance. Now, the Oklahoma National Guard, they're doing it. Here we go. Governor Stitt's got it right. Let's go back to this story. I digress. That'll be on my tombstone. He digressed. I'm going back to the story here in the Oklahoman, which I was mentioning. There, who knows? You know, like everywhere else, probably where you live, the media is somehow left-wing, even if you're in a right-wing town, in a right-wing county, in a right-wing state. The local fish wrap is left-wing. I mean, it's hard. Name a right-wing newspaper. Name a right-wing television network. Name, you know, all what we have is radio like this. We're just hanging on by our fingernails. Governor Stitt of Oklahoma, that's a new name for most of us. I didn't know his name until I read this story. I'm saluting right now Governor Stitt, the commander of the National Guard in Oklahoma. He named Brigadier General Thomas Mancino, a 35-year veteran of the National Guard, as the new adjutant general. Major General Michael Thompson, the vaccine lover, butt kisser, who had served in that position since 2017, said at a Veterans Day event Thursday, he found out via social media that Stitt had appointed Mancino as his replacement. Well, it turns out he's lying about that. He did receive a letter before that event notifying him that he was gone. Stitt spokesman said the governor called Thompson on Wednesday to inform him that he was being relieved of his command. And let's see. Let me go down in the article here. I'll keep going down further. In August, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, oh, what a piece of garbage Lloyd Austin is, said all military members must immediately begin to get COVID-19 vaccines. And remember, at the same time, Joe Biden and the other pukes in his administration were announcing, actually, what's his name? Lloyd Austin ordered a stand down of the entire United States military, all branches. Can you believe that? A stand down of the Navy, a stand down of the Air Force and the Army and Marines. For what? For World War III? Or what? A nuclear event? No, he ordered a stand down. The emergency was find the right wingers and get them out of the military. Now, folks, you all know the military personnel are right wing. Overwhelmingly, the U.S. military voted for Donald Trump in 2016 and 2020 overwhelmingly. Whenever Donald Trump went to a military base, spoke before any military audience, the enthusiasm was immense. The cheers were shattering, earth-shattering, cheering. Overwhelming support, contributions. Donald Trump got all of the military political contributions. In both elections, Hillary Clinton got nothing from military personnel. Joe Biden got nothing from military personnel. These people are patriots, overwhelmingly. So what is the communist thing to do? If you take over, as the communists have taken over, and the military that you've now taken over, that you now are in command of, is heavily right wing. Well, you purge it. That's what the communists do. That's what the Reds did in China. That's what they did in Soviet Union. That's what they did in Hungary. Bela Kun, that you purge. You purge out anybody who's a patriot. You find them out. You smoke them out with your political. Every military unit in the Soviet Russia had a political commissar who was most feared. Who commanded any military unit in Bolshevik and then Soviet Russia, Soviet Union. It wasn't the commander, the military. No, it was the political commissar. He was the one who was feared. He was the one who wielded the .22 pistol with which he could dispatch anybody that got out of line with a single shot in the back of the head. Most branches of the military already require troops to receive a host of blah, blah, blah. See, now here's the left-wing magazine, left-wing newspaper. Already require troops to receive a host of other vaccinations to be eligible for service. See, there's the left-wing BS, the left-wing BS covering for Lloyd Austin. Any of the vaccinations that military personnel receive now are vaccinations for things that are proven vaccines, proven to be, they're no long, they're safe. I'm not a fan of any vaccine, but they are safe. And they are not the unknown, by the way, the injection ordered by Austin and Biden and the communists is not a vaccine. It is not a vaccine. Repeat, it is not a vaccine. But they insist on calling it a vaccine. It's gene therapy. It is mRNA gene therapy invading every cell of your body. Not a vaccine. Never tested, never injected into humans before this, before now. We are the guinea pigs. In the first trial, You're part of the trial if you've gotten injected, or if you're any of us, we are all in the trial involving 7.5 billion people. The first trial number one. And as the SOB on the FDA commission that now runs our country, as this FDA commissioner who was deciding, this little puke was deciding in a Zoom call. Who the hell ever elected this little piece of garbage? I forget his name, but he looks like a mouse and a worm and a rat. He's deciding. He said, we won't know. I've got it almost exact on the quote here. We won't know whether it works until we try it out. What the hell? And he's talking about vaccination for 5 to 12-year-olds, for little children, defenseless children, that he's going to order vaccination. This piece of garbage who's committed, that's a war crime, ladies and gentlemen. That's a violation of the Nuremberg Code. That's a violation of all human rights. That person is a war criminal. We're going to find out whether it works by injecting every 5 to 12-year-old. And they're not going to be done there. They'll keep going. But anyway, so that's a great story. The Oklahoma National Guard. Now, kind of to tie this a little bit, there's a how important is this action of Governor Stitt and the Oklahoma National Guard? If you'll remember, another person who died mysteriously and untimely death, Anthony Scalia. Remember that great Supreme Court justice? They had to get rid of him. They did. We'll be right back after this break. I'll tie it together.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel." Amazon customer: "Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it." Amazon customer: "Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Hey, we're back, folks. And before I continue the story on the Oklahoma National Guard, which, by the way, I just looked them up here during the break, they number 11,000, let's see, 10,000 personnel, 7,400 Army Guard, and almost 300 Air Guard. And I was going to mention Anthony Scalia a moment ago. And callers, I'll go to you, Charles in Florida and James in Vancouver, in just a moment. The Anthony Scalia wrote the ruling in Prince, P-R-I-N-Z, versus the United States. I'll remember there in a moment. I've got it up on my screen. But, well, here, let me go look it up. Prince versus the United States. A very important Supreme Court decision. Very important. And it was originally entitled Mack versus the United States, named after Sheriff Richard Mack of Graham County, Arizona. It was renamed after Sheriff Prince of, I believe, Montana. A number of sheriffs sued the United States government, and they were contending that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the BATF, was not their boss. They were elected sheriffs of U.S. counties. Remember, state government, like Governor Stitt and like the Adjutant General of the Oklahoma National Guard. Okay? It's a state guard. And Anthony Scalia ruled in favor of the sheriffs, who said, no, we're not taking orders from the BATF. The cause in the case was that the BAF was pushing America's sheriffs around under the Brady handgun bill. And they were ordering all the sheriffs in America's 3,100 counties. They were going to collect information on you and me and everybody else. And they were going to function as subordinates to the BATF in Washington. And Sheriff Prince and Sheriff Richard Mack, and I had the privilege of meeting Richard Mack. He came up here to North Dakota on a visit and got a signed copy of his book and stuff. He's still active in this movement. He talked to his wife that night when the BATF was pushing him around at a meeting, and he said, "What the hell? What the hell? I'm not going along with this. I'm going to resist. I'm going to disobey. I'm going to sue these bastards." He sued him, and he won in the Supreme Court, and it was Anthony Scalia. That's why they had to get rid of Scalia. Scalia was a patriot, and he understood. He ruled in his Prince versus the United States, he ruled that America's state governments and our local governments and our sheriffs, our county sheriffs, they are supreme, they are sovereign, and they are independent of the United States government, as ordered by the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, which states that powers not delegated, designated, specified to the federal government are reserved to the states and to the people. All right, callers, hang on. I'm filibustering. I'll get to you. Thank you for waiting. We'll get to you first thing right after the break.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.